Well, good morning. 7:05 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 14th. D-Day plus two. I'm probably going to talk a lot about treatment because it's really the only thing on my mind. Beyond some minor peripheral things like what I've got to pick up at the grocery store and what I need to ask my therapists, my various caretakers, the next time I see them. I should probably start a document, keep track of the questions. So, if you were ever wanting to skip one, you don't want to hear about the ins and outs of cancer treatment, then perhaps you may want to skip the next few. Because here's the thing that I learned yesterday. Yesterday was the first day of treatment. It was a long, very long, but largely very smooth day. The process introduced very few stress points. I learned the process yesterday. And the process is not, it's not exactly painless, but it's also not terribly complicated. I present myself at the appropriate time, and everybody does something to me, and then I leave. So chemo is the long one. Chemo takes, I checked in for chemo at 8:30 yesterday morning. I checked out at 1:15. So 8:30, it would have been 5 hours if I'd gone till 1:30. That was long. But the first hour of that was prep work. Take a blood test, rerunning them, getting things approved, getting me to the infusion center, which is like 5 steps down the hall, into a chair, anyone with a green dot. And then sitting there while they hooked me up to IV pumps through the port that I had installed on my chest last week? Was it really just last week? No, it's a week before. So when I went, I knew it was going to be long and there was not going to be a lot of my involvement. And I asked when I was in my education session, can I bring a laptop, a computer? And they said, well, sure. There's even Wi-Fi. And there was Wi-Fi. I logged into it. I didn't actually use it, but I logged into it. I could have done something like my email or something, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to distract myself from the ongoing chemo game of Factorio that runs only on that laptop. It was 3 hours, largely uninterrupted. The attendants, the infusion nurses, the people who took care of me and the others, the nurse specialists who did that work, were wonderful. They were just wonderful. So the process, the chemo process itself, involves starting with blood work to make sure that my various electrolyte levels are within parameter. They are. My glucose was just a skosh over normal, which for me, you know, type 2 diabetes, no medication, very little exercise over the last few weeks. A skosh over normal is pretty damn good. So I shared that with them because they came to me and said, you know, your levels look good except for just this little tiny blip on your glucose. And I explained that, you know, a little tiny blip on my glucose in my ongoing condition is it's pretty good. That's okay. I'll take a little over normal. That probably means my A1C is probably down around 6 somewhere. I think 6.4 is diagnostic level. So that was cool. The downsides, folks. They offered snacks a lot, and eventually, breakfast had been a long time ago, and so I grabbed a snack, grabbed a couple over the course of the morning, and it was good. It was one of those little fruit and nut bar, snack bar things that's too much sugar and nevertheless maybe slightly better than straight up cookie. Maybe. And I finally asked for a cup of coffee, which was a mistake. I should have got a bottle of water or something. Maybe even juice. Because the coffee was... let's just say the coffee was not up to my demanding standard. I think it was coffee. I'm not sure. It was... All right, I'm just going to say it. It was nasty. Ugh. I couldn't finish it. It wasn't very much. It was like a half a cup. And I couldn't finish it. It was just that nasty. So I learned a couple things. First, bring my own snacks so that I don't have to eat all that sugar. Because in spite of the fact that I am undergoing chemo and I'm being treated for all these other things, doesn't mean I should let go completely of my diabetes diet, because the things that I do for my diabetes also help maintain my general health. So balancing carbs, balancing protein, adding fat, all those things add up. Which brings me to the next one, walking. Hi, I'm out, I'm walking. One of the little heart-to-hearts we had yesterday with the chemo people was about fatigue. And the general consensus on fatigue, I think I probably mentioned this the other day when I did my little not a walk, my short take, whatever it was that they're serious about not letting fatigue control you. Because if you, when you get up in the morning, you're going to face one of two circumstances, generally. And by getting up in the morning, it's like, okay, anytime during the day, but you're going to say, am I going to get up or am I just too fatigued? Am I going to stay in bed? And for me, that means getting up, having a cup of coffee, sitting down at the computer and not moving all day. The downside of that Well, the upside of that is, yeah, I don't have to do very much. The downside of that, it just gives fatigue the chance to build. There's no activity that counters that buildup of fatigue. Which seems odd, because this general idea I have of fatigue is I'm tired. Well, it's not exactly tired. Fatigue is partially mental, emotional. I'm not just tired, because tired is like I didn't get enough sleep last night. Fatigue is I've been doing the same goddamn thing for every day for the last 3 weeks. What the heck am I doing? I'm tired of the same meal every day. I'm tired of the same walk every day. I'm tired of the same old every day. I'm fatigued. The assets that I bring to bear to a particular task have been exhausted. Coming up on it, get ready. Sit with me, monk pose. Which brings me to walking. Fatigue and burnout, one more point for fatigue and burnout are very closely related, because they both represent aspects of emotional behavioral factors. Kind of lost my train of thought there for a minute. And now it brings me back to walking. Walking helps me on so many levels. For one, it gives me a chance to process what I just gone through for the last 24 hours. Two, the physical activity floods my body with endorphins. Is this car coming this way? No, going by. Okay. Now, it's probably not as many endorphins as I'd get if I were jogging or something, but it's a lot more than if I'm just sitting there shooting warships or building another belt in Factorio. And it helps with stress. It helps with the old original reasons for walking. My emotional well-being. Those still have validity. And perhaps even more of a good reason why I should be walking, even if nothing else. So, I'm going to put a pin in that and come back to it later, because I want to talk about what else happened yesterday. It was my first radiation treatment. So I had about an hour and a half between chemo and radiation. Which is time to go home and chuck down a quick snack before I went over to the radiation center, the MD Anderson Center, and the radiation was, compared to the 5-hour marathon in the morning, radiation in the afternoon was. I'm here for that. Oh yeah, they punched the button, go ahead through, opened the back door, just wandered through, found a nurse in the back room who pointed me to the men's waiting room. Cooled my heels there for about 5 minutes, and then they took me back through the maze. There's a big maze back there. The actual radiation room is a bunker. It doesn't have a door, but it has several right angle turns before you can get into it, which makes sure that there's no straight out shot for any of the radiation. And one of the people who got my mask built, and a new person I haven't met before, met me, and they were like, oh, hi, good to see you. Shall we do this? And I took off my... I thought I might have to put on a gown, but they said, put on a gown, we're just going to have to take that off anyway. So just take off a shirt, lay down. Table's cold as hell. But it warmed up. They threw a hot blanket over me, which is getting a little hug. They gave me my mouthpiece and slapped a mask on me, tied me down to the table. This is the second time that's happened, and it's a little disconcerting because you can't move anything. I suppose I could have, you know, twisted my legs or flexed my feet or something, done something with my, well, even my hands. They give you a little ring, a little styrofoam ring to grip, like a steering wheel, over my stomach, so that I don't have to work my arms to keep them in place. I just grip the steering wheel and hold on. And they tied me down, gave me my little steering wheel, said, we'll be back. And like 8 minutes later, they were back. It was done. It was over. I had one little twitch in my shoulder that I couldn't seem to stop, but there was no pain, no even real awareness that anything was going on, other than the buzzing of the radiation head that was spinning around me and shooting some kind of radiation at me from various directions, attacking various portions of my anatomy, centered around my head and neck. And I, like 20 minutes. And it probably would only have been like 15 if I hadn't arrived 5 minutes early. Non-event. Total non-event. I have to remember to ask them where I'm supposed to be moisturizing. Oh, and there was something I wanted to put a pin in. I couldn't remember. Yeah, well, it couldn't have been that important. Walking is important. So, anyway, I don't know that I'm going to be able to continue this. I really am taking it one day at a time. The air feels good on my face. I have radiation every day. Well, 5 days a week. So I have to go back to the radiation center at 11:30. I'll be out in time for lunch. The new playground is really awesome. What was a couple of swings and a teeter-totter before are, there's a merry-go-round, there's really large complex slides, there's simple low-level slides. I guess there's a swing, I can't remember if there's swings in there or not, I can't see. That may be something that they're going to hook up last, since tangling workmen in swings is probably not ideal. Everything's green and, well, green and white because it's also cottonwood season. So, yeah, I'm going to try to walk. I'm going to try to walk extra hard. Not walking hard, but try extra hard to get the walk in every day. And sometimes I'll do it, sometimes I won't. As things go along, I may have to drop back to half walk. Just do the 1 mile short loop. But I gotta do what I can do. And we'll see how it all works out. So today is a light day. All I've got is radiation. Tomorrow I think is the same. All I've got is radiation. Thursday is a busy day. Thursday I've got an early morning. I've got radiation. I've got an afternoon. What else have I got? I thought I had a second one. Third one. Fourth one. No, I've got it written down. But the most important thing I want to share with you right now is that I am at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.